Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. Claudette brings fresh, innovative perspectives that push the boundaries of what organizational cultures can and should be. Learn how to catalyze your organization's workforce into an authentic, intentional, and financially successful culture. Now here's your host, Claudette Rowley.
Hello, everybody. I'm Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some groundbreaking ways to transform your company's culture. Twice each month, we have some of the foremost experts on organizational culture and leadership, helping you understand how to make a brilliant culture the rule rather than the exception. Today, I am really, really excited to have Dan McDonough with us. Dan and I are going to be talking about culture shaping, wisdom for the modern workplace, which sounds intriguing. So let me introduce Dan, bring us up to speed about his background, and then we'll dive right in. Dan currently serves as the president of the Kansas City chapter of Culture Ambassadors and as the national director of corporate well-being at Live Anew, Inc. Dan dedicates his life's work to helping people and organizations achieve engagement, fulfillment, and full potential. He believes everyone deserves and should expect a flourishing life of purpose and meaning, anchored by gratifying emotions, mastery experiences, and intrinsic motivation. The Kansas City chapter of Culture Ambassadors serves as a pillar for the Academy of Culture Ambassadors, and in his position as president, Dan helps organize and grow a community of exemplary employee organizations supported by a national network of city chapters that share the idea of strategic excellence that inspires the most vibrant and flourishing workplaces. In addition to his presidency, Dan is the National Director of Corporate Well-Being at Live Anew, Inc., and he directs their proprietary innovations to align well-being science and social networking technology for employer clients through an online and on-site culture-shaping platform. Dan graduated from the University of Missouri Journalism School and early on, interestingly, transitioned his interest in human performance and well-being from a professional football career. Welcome, Dan.
Well, thank you. Welcome to Kansas City.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be virtual, isn't it?
Yes.
We can We've
be
anywhere.
We have a beautiful day in Kansas City. We have a beautiful day here. I hope it's as beautiful where you are.
Yes, absolutely. I'm in the Boston area, and we are lucky to be enjoying a very nice day.
Our Kansas City Royals play your Boston Red Sox, so we're extra excited.
Okay, that'll be interesting. So I know one thing. One thing we need to fill folks in on, and I know you're the best person to do this, is what is the Academy of Culture Ambassadors? What is that all about?
Well, the Academy was put together by Dr. Gerald Wagner about a couple of years ago. And he specifically put it together to help organizations create workplace cultures that their employees love. You know, he wanted to put together the information and the resources and a place to go where employees could look at their workplace and say, okay, we really understand that culture is what it's all about today. But how do we do it? How do mm-hmm. we figure out how to put things together? So Jerry put together the Academy a couple of years ago, and from there, he created chapters across the country that actually are the, as you said a little bit earlier, the pillars of the Academy, because the chapters in each city are kind of the arms and legs of the Academy of Culture Ambassadors.
Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
So as companies across the nation continue to grapple with all the issues that they have of talent attraction and retention and engagement and ultimately performance, cultures seems to be the word of the hour. There's no shortage of information available for people that are interested, but the Academy, you know, really tries to bring it in one, bring it to one place.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful organization. And something you said a couple minutes ago, you know, you said employees are realizing that culture is what it's all about, right? And how
right.
important it is. And what do you, I mean, what, you know, I think there was a point in, you know, our past history where employees might not have said culture is what it's all about, right? So what shifted to cause us to have that new conversation?
Well, it's kind of been a really fun process, and I've been really happy to be involved in it over a long period of time. You know, you mentioned that I was involved in sports as a mm-hmm. professional athlete, and in sports, it was all about human performance. You know, mm-hmm. what do you need to do to be the very best you can be in whatever sport you're in? You know, you need strength and flexibility and power and speed and good nutrition and all those things. When I came out of the sports world, the field that was really just kicking in at the time was the field of wellness. And we're going back, you know, 25 plus years. Mm-hmm. And wellness really, you know, at that time, it was pretty much about health. It was pretty much how do you, you know, from a perspective of prevention and personal responsibility, how do you make sure you have the best health you can possibly have? And it was from a risk mitigation perspective, you know, how do you make sure that you've got, you know, cholesterol is the right place and your blood pressure and your body composition and all those kind of things. And over a 25 year period, companies really were involved in this wellness paradigm. And it was a lot about, the dollars and cents, they were dollarizing health so that we could get in a position to where from an employer perspective, we could save money, you know, in terms of lower medical costs and things mm-hmm. like that. What happened, you know, and it was really an interesting thing that happened about 10 years ago, wellness started transforming from the purely health perspective mm-hmm. and risk mitigation and return on investment to the concept of well-being, which is much more involved in the all of the elements and starts getting more involved in intrinsic values that people have versus just the extrinsic values. Like in wellness, you know, everything was pretty much extrinsic. If you could, you know, take care of your health, you're going to have lower costs for your insurance premiums, or you might get a T-shirt or a water bottle or whatever.
Right,
it might
right.
be, and that was out of it. Yeah, that was yeah. how the employees kind of ran it. And there was still a lot of value to that and a lot
yeah.
of success. But as we got into well-being, kind of led by the Gallup organization and the book by Tom Rath, where the five essential elements of well-being, and then the blue zones, all the studies that are done by the blue zones and so much more that came around. The whole positive psychology field of well-being mm-hmm. presented by Dr. Seligman, we really know there's
right.
a whole lot more to it than just mitigating risks.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to live this fulfilling life and perform at your peak, you better make sure that you've got everything taken care of. And so as Gallup talked about it, they said, you make sure your meaning, your purpose each day, your career, you've got that in place and you have good social well-being and financial well-being and physical well-being, which was always part of wellness
mm-hmm.
and community well-being. And so that was kind of the as it evolved from wellness to well-being, got much more involved in a broader scope of humanistic elements
mm-hmm.
and really looking at it from an intrinsic perspective. Now, what's happening now, and it's happening as we are talking here on the radio,
okay.
it's shifted to culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest reason we are talking about culture is because it's not just programs and classes and
mm-hmm.
and those kinds of things. It really is. What are the values and behaviors within an organization that permeate the day in, day out life of the people that are there, not just at work, but at home. And
mm-hmm.
so we know if there is a culture that supports this high performing mentality, then now we're in a situation where we really can make some progress. Today's most critical business topic is culture. And so we're in this situation where we know that culture is the energizing and unifying force of an organization. You know,
absolutely.
So it's been a really fun process, but now we're in a situation where, as a country and really as a world, there's this tremendous interest in how specifically can you shape a culture so that it supports your workforce to the best degree, so that they can perform at their best and at the same time be fulfilled. So,
yeah.
So anyway, that's been the transition, and there's so much about it. You know, it wasn't done in a vacuum. You've got everything from the conscious capitalism people that are, you know, really looking at higher purpose and how do they have a conscious culture, and then, you know, you've got the B Corps, which are the organizations that are really, you know, looking to provide businesses that redefine success, you know, in terms of how companies compete not only to the best in the world, but how they do the best in the world. So you have a lot of stuff going on right now.
This is fascinating, and thank you for taking us through a really interesting tour of how we've gotten to this place, which I don't think we hear a lot about, right? Starting with wellness to well-being to culture, as you've outlined it. And I think it shows, you know, how far we've come and, you know, the amazing opportunities that we have right in front of us. With that said, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about an overview of the Culture Ambassador process. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information. What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Back on Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Dan McDonough. And Dan is the president of the Kansas City chapter of Culture Ambassadors, which we're learning about today, what Culture Ambassadors is all about. And he's also the national director of corporate well-being at Live Anew, Inc. So, Dan, we've been having a really interesting conversation so far, haven't we?
Yeah, this is fun.
It's fun, yeah. And I know one thing we wanted to make sure to share with listeners, you talked a little bit about Culture Ambassadors, but it sounds like there's an overview or just a process that Culture Ambassadors uses that might be helpful and interesting for us to know about. Can you fill us in there?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the Culture Ambassadors, as we mentioned a bit ago, there are chapters from city to city. And so the Academy, which is the umbrella organization, really services the chapters so that the chapters can be in a position to do the most they can do kind of in a grassroots situation. So the chapters are make up the national network, and they are the local grassroots organizations that support professional interests in the organizational culture and what the essential elements would be and how they might be employed and that type of thing. So the chapters are really have been really put together as what I would call the brain bank, bank out there that you know provides the meat for what exactly should and could and is being done in the world of culture shaping and how might new ideas come to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And the Academy was really put together to help organizations create workplace cultures. And, you know, again, is it the word that Jerry likes to use is to create a place that where employees love to work. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as we look at those kinds of ideas, there's a certain direction to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I to my understanding, the chapters are pretty self-organizing. Is that correct?
Right. There's a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. For example, the Kansas City chapter, we've been really involved in, there are a number of things that you can do to be involved with the Academy. And one of the things to do is to really be involved in the creation and development of different kinds of services and strategies that can help the organization do some of the things that it needs to do. So, for example, in Kansas City, we were involved in a workshop that was a World Cafe type of process where we really tried to begin putting together a tool that others could use to sit down and come up with what their essential elements would be in their own organization. Every organization has different, you know, elements that are important for them to have the best culture they can be. But so in Kansas City, we were able to participate and had a two-day-long workshop where we put together a system. And now that system is being replicated in other cities, Austin and Omaha, you know, across the national network as they see how that would work as well. And then from our chapters, then it's then made available to the different members, the company organizations that are part of our chapters. And they can go in with the help of the chapter and the system that's been put together. They can actually go through a process of identifying specifically what their values and behaviors and essential elements are to create the best corporate culture they could possibly create.
Oh, that's really interesting. So 2-day workshop on that. So how does an organization that says, yes, we'd love to have you come in and do this 2-day workshop, right? We want to understand our culture. What are some of the types of things? I know you mentioned values, but what are some of the other things that get talked about during that 2 days?
Well, one of the things that's to organize the idea mm-hmm. of cultures, one of the things that was thought of pretty early on is there must be some essential elements, some mm-hmm. essential elements that really make sure that that an organization has the kind of culture where people thrive and the organization thrives and the people are fulfilled and it matches up to all the things that we're trying to do. And so from that perspective, there some of the things that are really essential, we kind of have a diagram. If people are able to go online when we get off the show, there's a website and a lot of this information is available on the website. You know, we just, the Academy makes everything available publicly that is put out there. But for example, we know that physical health and mental health are mandatory. If you don't have physical health and mental health, then that's an essential element to have a thriving company, you know, and the people mm-hmm. have to be in that situation. The other thing that over time what we found out is an organization really has to be able to identify its vision, purpose, its mission, and really what are the shared values between mm-hmm. between the employees and the organization, because that's really where the power starts to come into place, is when there are shared values and there are shared values that are lived and breathed in the organization. And then, and ultimately you've got one other group of attributes that are really important. And those are things like kindness mm-hmm. and gratitude and empathy and humility. As you start to build that kind of atmosphere and environment in an organization, then you're getting to where you are. The bullseye is engagement, where mm-hmm. everyone in the organization is really, you know, hitting on all cylinders. They love to come to work. They love what they're doing. They get rewarded for it, acknowledged for it, and they have passion about it. And so what the main thing that is really, really important is that you can get to the point where for your organization, you've identified specifically what your essential elements are and can communicate them in terms of what the real values and vision and purpose of the organization might be. And so that's a lot of what the process is about.
Well, that sounds amazing. And I think, you know, this last piece you mentioned around kindness, empathy, gratitude, you know, people feeling rewarded and acknowledged and passionate. I could hear your passion, right? And I was getting passionate too, silently, was that, you know, thinking about how a workplace would change just with those elements in place, right, in practice, is woven into the fabric of a culture and how people interact with each other.
Yeah.
Sounds completely transformational. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Jerry really talks about a lot and a lot of the people that are working with us is there's a pretty simple, there's lots of ways people have defined culture. You know, they talk about culture as really being that energizing and unifying force. And they talk about it, you know, being the norms that are agreed upon and standards of conduct. And they talk about it being the way the organization is united and it mm-hmm. determines whether or not employees want to come to work, all those kind of things. But really, there's kind of a simple, you look at it like a mathematical formula. Mm-hmm. Culture in its simplest form, it equals the shared values between the employees and the organization, mm-hmm. and those behaviors that support those shared values, plus the projects and systems that support those behaviors or don't support them. You know, it can go either way.
Right.
And so almost any tool or strategy that is brought to the fore that help somebody really shape their culture, they go through that process. And these are some of the tools that we've been trying to put together is there is a process for how do you really get to the point of knowing and developing your shared values? And then what are the behaviors that need to be in place that those shared values are really supported and lived? And then mm-hmm. finally, okay, we got to put some kind of strategies and systems and projects together as a company to make those things work. And it's, you know, it's really more than, you know, sleep rooms and kegerators and ping pong.
Absolutely. Yep.
It really does get down to kindness and gratitude, and you know, how do you really make that part of the value system and a behavior in a company?
And I find often too, it's everything that you've said, and I completely agree with it. And in some of the organizations I go into, it's also teaching people that they, when it's important, need to tell the truth about what's happening or what their experience is.
Right.
And that sometimes that can get swept under the rug. And I think that's an interesting element to it as well, as what I've seen sometimes is pretty significant transformations start when finally everyone just tells the truth, which doesn't need to be unkind, right? It's just, this is what's happening for me. This is my experience here. And someone else saying that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's kind of fun is when we go through some of those workshops, you know, the process involves coming up with every single potential essential element that might make an impact in that organization, and then kind of narrowing it down to 5 or 7 things that are going to make up the values of that organization. You know, in the workshop, there are dozens and dozens of things that are really important. And what you have to do is, okay, which ones are we really going to live and breathe? But you start seeing things like trust and listening and dignity and compassion, you know, and transparency and autonomy and a place that where people feel safe and there's a lack of fear. You know, there's all those kind of things. And some of them kind of all come together. The one that, you know, if Jerry was on the phone right now, if Dr. Wagner was on the phone right now, he would say the single most important attribute to have in a culture that's really functioning on all cylinders is love. I said, Jerry, what does that mean exactly, love? And what you're talking about is caring and compassion for one another and for the company, which you almost could have it. It's another definition of engagement. But he really likes the word love. So when you talk to Jerry.
And I've been hearing that more just in other places as well. So it's something that seems to be populating. One thing, but we'll be going to a break in a minute or two. And I'd love to have you share. If listeners are thinking, wow, I'd love to learn more about this. What website should they go to?
Okay. Don't tell you right now. Well,
if you could share. Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see. I always just click on it so I can't remember. Let's see. It's just academyculturambassador.com.
Okay.
So it's academy. The word academy, culture, ambassadors, the NAS.com.
All right. Thank you.
They go there. There's a lot of information there and a lot of stuff from a lot of the companies that have been participating and a lot of good information there.
Excellent. Excellent. Wonderful. Well, on that note, we will take a quick break. So you've been listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley, and stay tuned. We will be right back to continue this very interesting conversation.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley, and I have, if you're just joining us, my really interesting guest here today, Dan McDonough. And Dan and I have been talking all about how, you know, how culture has evolved and been shaped over the past 25 years, talking about the Academy of Culture Ambassadors, which is a great organization. If any of you out there are listening and thinking, you know, I'd really like to address culture more in a different way in my company or my organization, take a look at their website, which is academycultureambassadors.com. There's a lot of great resources on that. And it, you know, the way that they approach culture is a little bit different than a lot of what's out there in the world. So Dan, thanks for sharing all this with us so far.
Sure, this is fun. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. So I know, well, speaking of fun, right, there's an exciting event coming up in October, isn't there? The Wisdom for Modern Places Retreat, right?
Yeah, everybody wants to go to a great place. Well, I'll tell you what the Academy provides to each of the chapters in terms of resources and support. There's a number of things, basically the major categories of bringing, like-minded people together, but there's education and there's concept prototyping. I talked about that workshop, and so the Academy has helped the concept prototyping of that. There's product testing. One of the things that the Academy is working on right now is actually an app that companies can use to measure the degree that they are living up to the values that they end up really marrying the company, the organization to. And so that's another concept, and a lot of the chapters are going to be involved in testing and making sure that's something that is really applicable to what it is they want to do. And so there's a lot. But one of the things that the Academy provides is they organize a national meeting each year. Mm-hmm. And I say that like there's been a whole bunch of them. This year is the first one. And so Dr. Wagner and this unbelievable network of contact that he has put together a conference. It's called Wisdom for Modern Workplaces, and it's October the 3rd and the 4th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The subtitle for it is Celebrating Kindness, Joy, and Love as a Business Priority. It's a two-day conference, and there's actually some workshops before it that have a lot of something you'd really want to be looking at as well. But the two-day conference in Santa Fe I'll tell you, I can't wait. It's like a dream team of presenters. And the way, so there's about 20 presenters that are going to be there. And I'm not going to go through them all because I would leave somebody out. And it's, again, you can go online and there's actually a link to the conference and that same website that you gave out. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's just, one of the things I wanted to do personally before I went to the workshop was I wanted to get to know who a lot of these speakers were. You know, some of them are really well known already, but so one of the ways to get to know them is to look at what they've written. And so I was going to get all their books and at least, go through them quickly. And from this team of presenters, there's over 45 books.
Wow. Happy reading. Oh, anyway. Right.
The way that this has been put together, it's limited to 150 attendees, which makes a 5-to-1 ratio or less for presenters to the attendees, because it's meant to be a very intimate presentation where each presenter is going to really put forward the information and the ideas and a lot of their experiential process going through building cultures. But then there's a lot of time for sitting down at tables, one-on-one, two-on-one, three-on-one with each of these speakers. And so it covers everything as you go through and you look at this dream team. It's truly a dream team. It goes mm-hmm. through everything from the like today's most dynamic business megatrends and mm-hmm. conscious capitalism. So anybody, that's like one topic. And business secrets, a quest for meaning and authenticity in the workplace, an elephant in the office, a business case for communities of love in the workplace. Mm-hmm. This goes on and on. The art, right. Art and neuroscience of organizational story. So anybody who is at almost any juncture or has any interest at all in looking at culture and really being able to go through that formula of creating values and behaviors and initiatives that support those values. And you really want to be able to put those three things together and that equals this long standing definition of culture. This is the place to be. I can't wait personally. In fact, I'm turning it into a little vacation. I'm going to drive down there because I've never been to Santa Fe.
I'm signed up and registered for the conference also. And I also can't wait. And one of the things that I noticed that I thought was really, and I know you're calling it a retreat, right? So it has a different energy to it.
Right. Right.
And one of the things I liked about the retreat, I don't have it in front of me, but what I remember seeing was there was a lot of opportunity, and you had kind of said this, to really interact with the speaker. So someone might speak for a half hour or an hour, but then there's this break where people get to network and talk. So it has a different vibe, I think, than a lot of conferences.
Yeah. When it was put together, they really wanted to call it a retreat to distinguish it from another cookie cutter conference. It's really a format where you have a lot of person to person interaction among professionals that have a lot to share and offer. So, it's really a place where open minds are invigorated with imagination and there's a mindset there. Where they're for the retreat to be an innovative approach than a lot of the meetings that we go to that's full of PowerPoints and
right.
A real didactic kind of presentation, and you hear it and you try to write down your 6 or 7 points and then the person disappears. This is more where these presenters, this dream team, they're really there for the group.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a very relational approach. And the other thing that struck me, too, is it's a place, if anybody's listening and thinking, I'd love to talk with more like-minded people, right? I feel like I'm the only one in my organization who's talking about culture in this way, or I don't have people I can connect with. This is a great place to go meet really like-minded people who are thinking along the same lines. If you want to have interesting, it sounds like intellectually stimulating conversations, it's a great place to go form and become part of that community. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. You described it perfectly. There's going to be, people from, like Graham Williams, for example, is one of the presenters coming from South Africa. And, you know, he's he's doing a presentation called An Elephant in the Office. And, you know, mm-hmm. the degree of expertise that's there, and to know that it's really is a relationship that's being molded. You know, you can sit down with Graham yourself one-on-one. It's like, you know, you can really take a lot away. It's going to be a great meeting. I'm sorry, I shouldn't call it a meeting. It's going to be a great retreat.
It's going to be a great retreat, right? Exactly. And any other, you know, so it sounds like you could be a manager, a leader, a CEO, someone new into the workforce. You could kind of be anybody who's interested in this and attend, right?
Yeah, I've seen the sign-up sheet. Jerry showed it to me, and it is across the board. We have a lot of CEOs that are going, but we have a lot of people that work in the organization from HR perspective that are involved in, you know, supporting their HR initiatives, that we have people that are responsible for their well-being and wellness programs. Mm-hmm. And we have psychologists that are really in tune to the whole positive psychology science of well-being arena. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's quite a group, quite an eclectic group.
Good. That sounds excellent, right? So there'll be something for everybody. Something for everybody. Yeah. And so when we think about, I know one thing we wanted to touch on today was this idea of really looking at, you know, maybe one company, two companies that have shaped their cultures, right? That you know about or you've been involved with, and some of the essential, as you've been calling essential elements, right? Which has to do with you know, the values and shared values and behaviors, right? As you started to talk about projects and systems that support the behaviors. So when we get back from break, it would be great if we could spend a few minutes on just looking at some of these companies. So okay. Folks can bring this to life for folks a little bit, right? Like, wow, what was it like for a company that really intentionally and consciously shaped their culture?
Good.
Great. So we will take a quick break. So I'm Claudette Rowley. You're listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley, and I've been having a really fun conversation with Dan McDonough, who is the president of the Kansas City chapter of Culture Ambassadors. So, Dan, I know one thing we wanted to do was talk about some real life companies who have shaped their culture and really identified some of the essential elements involved in that. Yeah. Do you have one or two you could share with us?
Well, the most fun thing about working in the local chapters, like in the Kansas City chapter, for example, is you get to meet with these companies that they are not holding back. They're out there. They really are trying to develop cultures, and they've had a lot of success with it. And so one of the things that the Academy has done is they've created this reservoir, this resource called Role Models. That's also on the site. And if you go onto the site and look under Role Models, there are examples going almost 2 years back of the different companies that have presented at the different chapters and kind of a synopsis of a lot that they've provided in those meetings that we've had. And so that publication, it features the people and the organizations that support the workplace culture. And they really have this relentless passion for the things we're talking about, kindness and empathy and dignity and trust and transparency and sharing and caring and happiness and all those things. And these companies are companies that a lot reflect that. And they all come from a different perspective and a different place. And they have different methodologies for bringing the culture to the fore. Our next meeting is with Hallmark Cards, and Hallmark, actually their world headquarters is here in Kansas City, and they are they're going to be providing, you know, our next meeting, and it's really from a perspective of, you know, this is a 100-year-old company, and they have very strong value system and shared values with the organization, but how do they, from a design perspective, how do they take it forward? And we're really looking forward to that. So Hallmark is a really good one that we're looking forward to. A couple that we've had in the past, just as an example, we had an organization called Firespring. Firespring is actually out of Omaha, Nebraska. They came and talked to us in Kansas City. It's an integrated print, creativity, website, IT solutions company. So they do a lot in that space. And they specifically talk about their tagline is they leverage its people, products, and profit as a force for good. And
so
force for good is kind of the tagline for this organization. It's not a big company, but it's a really dynamic organization. And, you know, we had them come in and talk to us to give us some examples of how did they get where they were in terms of having this value-driven organization and this culture where the people are so engaged and so passionate. And we saw a lot of the people. And so Jay Wilkinson, who is the CEO of Firespring, gave us a presentation and actually told us how they developed their core values. You know, what was the process they went to determine what the core values for the organization would be. And he called it, they did something, something they did in a couple of days with all their employees, and it was called a mission to Mars.
That's great.
This mission to Mars process, they got everybody in a room, and they wanted to know who do we want? We're going to Mars. Who do we want to express Firespring on this mission? Who do we want to represent Firespring on this mission? So everybody in the room was supposed to pick two people that would really choose two people that really embodied what it means to be what they called a fire springer. And everybody go through the process of picking two people. And so everybody did that. And then they went through and they said, now that after all the names were written down, they said they went through this process. Okay, what are the attributes and behaviors that those people exhibited that compelled the people to choose them? Why did you choose those two people? What way did you think that they were the best representatives? And so they wanted to, they put those into one word phrases, and they came across with all these characteristics because people picked people that they really respected and wanted to work alongside. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they went through that whole process. I won't get into all of it. And they ended up with, you know, a sheet of paper and the leadership team condensed it all down. And the next day they sent it through using a Survey Monkey. So they went through this whole process and they really had this filter that they're going through. What phrases were memorable and how were they distinguished and something you really obsess over. Now, if you get down to the end and they came up with what their core values were out of that process, the leadership team met and they reviewed all the results and it just fell right to the bottom of the page. And FireSpring, they have these on their website, and their three values are bring it every day. Mm-hmm. So you want to say, okay, we want people that are really engaged.
Number two, bring it.
Mm-hmm. Number two was have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
About collaboration and trust and kindness and all those things. And the last one, I'm not sure if I can say this on the radio, their last core value is give a s***. And that was the one that really brought them all together, because, you know, we want everybody here to be passionate. We want everybody here to care, and they do. And what they did from there is they really created a lot of, you know, everybody in the organization shares those values, and there are expectations that they live up to those values. And if somebody comes and they don't really care, they're not passionate, they get called to the forefront. And then from that, they were able to create a lot of systems and things that supported that. Another company that came and spoke to us here in Kansas City is an organization called VML. That's a global marketing agency. They actually were the ad agency that represented the Olympics. Mm-hmm. They got 2,500 employees in 28 locations across the country. And they came in and it was more of, you know, they have very specific values that they tried to live, but some of the ways that they supported them was what was really impressed upon a lot of the people there. For example, they have an intranet, mm-hmm. which that really is specifically in place for social connectivity. They really want every employee to know every other employee. How do you support them? How do they need to be supported? It's there for learning and it's there for commitment. And so that social connectivity intranet is something that people are on every day. All throughout their company, it's one of these companies that, you know, it's a really, you go in there and it's fun. You know, mm-hmm. But people are having fun and there's a lot of engagement, just, you know, visual, you can see it happening. And they have whiteboards all over the company. They call it the whiteboard culture. And if anybody has an idea, they have these whiteboards all over and people actually put their, it's a collaborative environment where these ideas are all the time going up on the whiteboard. And the agency that VML really provides employees with, you know, a lot of opportunities to make sure that those things are acted upon. But one thing that impressed me almost the most with VML in terms of how they create this culture and this culture of caring is they are unbelievably strong in the arena of volunteering. Mm. For example, all employees, they have something called their flight plan. If you've been there for 10 years, you get a month-long sabbatical, during which they can spend 4 days volunteering and it's all paid for. But they also can go any place they want to in the world and the company pays for it. They have a number of things like that. They have what they call their Worldwide Foundation Day, company-wide. And that's mm-hmm. a special day where all of their offices around the globe close down during normal business hours so the employees can volunteer in their community. And they can donate their time and talent. This last year, they participated in over 45 different nonprofit and community organizations, and everybody got 16 hours of paid volunteer time.
That's amazing. What an amazing company to hear, you know, the volunteering, the caring. I love the white bar culture. That is so fascinating. And you know what? We are, this is such a great conversation, and we're actually running out of time. And we have to wrap up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there one or two sentences that you'd love to share with everybody as you wrap up, Dan?
Well, I would say, you know, the academy is something people should look into. From a personal perspective and what we work with in our organization, we really look for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. And that's what, if you have a culture that has those five components in place, where there is every day you come in and there is some gratitude and kindness and those kind of things, the whole positive emotion, and you are engaged and you have relationships that are created by things like what we were just talking about for volunteerism, and you really have meaning in your job and you know that you're achieving something that's worthwhile, that's going to be a culture that you want to work with. It's not going to be hard to recruit to, and people are going to want to stay there, and you'll keep the stars. And so that's what this is really all about.
Awesome. Thank you. What a great way to wrap up. So I really want to thank you, Dan, for being on the show today and for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Cultural Brilliance Radio. As always, we had a great time. Please join me the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And stay tuned. See you next time.
Thanks a lot, Claudette. You're doing great things.
Oh, thanks, Dan. You too.
You've been listening to the hit show Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. You can download this podcast and find out more about Claudette and her breakthrough work at claudetterowley.com. Please contact Claudette and find out how you can create a brilliant culture.